You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Kelly Jensen, and this is the March 17th, 2023 edition. Today I'm highlighting two YA books that published last year and didn't necessarily see the kind of acclaim or attention that I think that they deserved. Both have a games-related angle to them, as well as a bit of a cutthroat survival element, and both will make you look a little bit differently at beloved board games, and in honor of Women's History Month, both also feature well-developed, compelling, and sometimes challenging female lead characters. Before launching into the show, I wanted to share that we've launched a new subscription newsletter, The Deep Dive. If you're looking for fascinating stories, informed takes, useful advice, and more from experts in the world of books and reading, you'll want to subscribe to Book Riot's newest newsletter, The Deep Dive, and get that exclusive content delivered to your inbox. You can choose your membership level today at bookriot.substack.com. So for $5 a month, you get this deep dive edition of our newsletter in your inbox twice a month. But if you're on the fence or want some time before making a commitment, you can grab a free subscription, and that will get you the splash pad, which runs some of our experts' recommended reading and bookish lifestyle goods every month. Again, that's bookriot.substack.com. And a word from our sponsor, then we'll dive into the show.
Today's episode is brought to you by W.W. Norton & Company Incorporated. So, Negative Space by Jillian Linden follows a week in the life of an English teacher at a New York private school. At home, her children ask constant questions about mortality, and her husband offers occasional counsel between Zoom calls. At school, something happens. She accidentally witnesses an ambiguous, possibly inappropriate interaction between a teacher and a student, but how can she be sure of what she saw? Negative Space is a portrait of a woman caught between the pressures of what's normal and what isn't, and examines what we owe the people who depend on us in a fractured and indifferent world. It's a debut novel and a short novel. It's perfect if you want something quick and easy to carry around, but it's also thought-provoking. It takes place during the pandemic, but it's not pandemic-focused, and it really just looks at everyday anxieties in low-threat situations that have high consequences. So make sure to check out Negative Space by Jillian Linden. And thanks again to W.W. Norton & Company Incorporated for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by K.T. Hoffman. The pressure cooker of minor league baseball leads to major chemistry in this exhilarating, sexy, and triumphant Rivals to Lovers debut romance. Gene Ionescu is the first openly trans player in professional baseball. He has nearly everything he's ever let himself dream of. That is, until Luis Estrada, Gene's former teammate and current rival, gets traded to the Beavers. Now, Gene and Luis can't manage a civil conversation off the field or a competent play on it, but in the close confines of dugout benches and roadie buses, they begrudgingly rediscover a comfortable rhythm. As the two grow closer, the tension between them turns electric and their chemistry spills past the confines of the stadium. So this is one of the first adult rom-coms published by a major publishing house centering a gay trans man by a gay trans man. It also has ADHD and anxiety representation and some joyful, heartfelt moments. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by K.T. Hoffman, for sponsoring this episode.
So the first book I want to talk about is Trigger by N. Griffin. And as of recording, so I'm recording the week that this podcast is going to go out, there are a whopping 87 reviews of this book on Goodreads, which kind of blows my mind. It hits so many of the beats readers love, and its pitch is spot on. This is The Hunger Games meets The Queen's Gambit. I will throw in that the pitch captures both the game-playing and strategy of the former with the survival strategy of the latter. I'll also add, if you love Tara Westover's Educated, you'll go into this one excited too. If you're thinking, how do all three of these books combine? They're very, very different. It will make sense as you listen, and also once you pick up the book. So this is a survival story, but Dee Dee, our main character, doesn't necessarily know that. She is being trained as a skeet shooter, a speed runner, and a chess prodigy. All of this is coming from her father, who tells her that it is imperative she be the best. An A is not good enough. She needs an A+ in everything that she does. The two of them live in isolation, and in her younger years, Dee Dee found comfort in Grandpa, which is a tree that she called Grandpa on the property. But then she is told by her father she has to shoot the tree. She loses her comfort object, and being as isolated as she is and scared as she is around her father, that energy has to go somewhere. Where it is going to become clearer to the reader as the story progresses, and it does so at a very quick speed, and it will provide some insight into how Dee Dee's father's plans for Dee Dee do not take into the account she is as sharp as she is, that she is indeed a person wholly herself with her own needs, desires, and interests. So at school, Dee Dee is pretty quiet. She keeps her head down, and she avoids any and all places where she might need to speak at all. That's what her dad taught her to do, and her fear of her father keeps her in line. Throughout the book, we get very little insight into Dee Dee from Dee Dee, but even without her voice, you get to know her very well, and you begin to root for her deeply. It is clear that her father is a dangerous and really scary man. So, Trigger has a really interesting setup, seeing Dee Dee move through her childhood up until the age of 15. So you get to see her hit and miss certain developmental milestones along the way. You know something is going to give, too. And even though Dee Dee doesn't tell you much, you as a reader know what's going on in her mind and how she's processing her world. So when it comes, you're there, heart and throat, waiting and hoping. It will be a spoiler to explain what exactly the purpose of Dee Dee's father's goals are for her, but as involved in game and in hunting, in strategy and survival, you kind of get an idea of where this might be going. But it's a goal that's going to backfire on her father in ways he can never anticipate. The name of the book is Trigger, so no going in. It's going to explore every possible triggering topic you can name. But if you like high-stakes survival stories grounded in realism, you'll be taken from the start with this one. I read it in nearly one sitting, and I really hope more people pick it up because I think it taps into a lot of the themes and motifs that some of the most popular media right now and of the last few years has really provided. And that is Trigger by N. Griffin. And my second pick for today is Queen of the Tiles by Hannah Alcoff. I'm a huge fan of Alcoff's middle grade and YA work, and this one, which published last spring, will leave readers who love thrillers and mysteries and who love the world of all things Scrabble absolutely blowing through the pages. So Najwa Bakri is walking into the first Scrabble tournament since the death of her best friend. She knows that continuing to compete in these high-stakes tournaments will help her find some comfort and healing through the grief. Except, what Najwa doesn't necessarily take into consideration is the fact that this first competition that she's back at is the same competition where her best friend Trina died. So Trina was the reigning champion of the tournament circuit, and now there's really stiff competition to see who is going to take that honor home this year. Even people who were close to Trina before seem to have kind of forgotten the fact she's dead and or are so interested in moving on that nothing seems to feel ominous about the event. But as the competition moves forward, suddenly there are new posts popping up into Trina's Instagram feed. And while many people assumed her death was not particularly suspicious, these Instagram posts are pointing to something more dubious, having caused the Queen of Scrabble's death at the last competition. And in fact, it might be that someone in the very competition right now was behind Trina's death. So grieving and motivated to seek the truth and some sort of closure, Najwa begins to follow the messages in hopes of discovering what happened to her friend. And through the journey, she'll start to understand who of her and of Trina's so-called friends are actually that, and how many see the two of them as simply competition to bypass on the road to being named a Scrabble champion. So this is a compelling, twisty, and sometimes toxic story of the nature of friendships with a really clever and imperfect main character. And there is just so much word nerdery throughout this. So if you are a word person, you're going to eat this up. Where Trigger gives you plenty to think about with chess, Queen of the Tiles is even more focused on the game itself, and it smartly weaves the game with uncovering the truth behind a potential murder. I really love Alcoff's writing, and she uses a lot of Malaysian settings, and this one is also set in Malaysia, and just like it gives us really wonderful story set in a totally unique part of the world from what we usually see in YA fiction. Also, she thoughtfully depicts grief and anxiety and other really powerful messages of emotional and mental health in ways that I think will resonate with readers. And that is Queen of the Tiles by Hannah Alkoff. And with that, today's show comes to a close. All the books mentioned in this episode will be linked in the show notes. And as always, thank you to our sponsor and to our audio editor, Jen Zink. And thank you to you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, you can check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out the full stable podcast at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot in your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/all the books. And remember, if you're a fan of all the books and all the backlist and you want to show us some love, leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And as always, we really do appreciate your reviews, and they help other book lovers find us. If you want to find me personally, I'm still over on the sinking ship that is Twitter at Veronica Kelly Mars. And in the meantime, happy reading!